It's 5:56 at KLIF. You got your flu shot, right?
I did this year? Yes.
You got a company flu shot.
Right.
So you didn't pay a dime for it.
Did not pay it all for it. Flu shots are a lot of insurance companies now are paying for them 100%.
I got mine at the pediatrician's office.
At the pediatrician's
office? Yes, when I took my daughter to get her flu shot, they give it to the parents,
too. Do you give you a lollipop after that?
No, but I did get a Dora the Explorer Band-Aid. That was exciting.
Your daughter still goes to a pediatrician?
She's 15.
I know.
Yeah. Even my older daughter still goes to the pediatrician. She's in college. We need to sort of make that switch.
Okay.
We just haven't. They'll see them through college.
Right.
So, but you know, sometimes it does get annoying for the teenagers to go with all the little babies.
But this flu shot, no flu shot is entirely accurate because, as I understand it, every year the flu mutates and the bug, the germ, whatever.
Right. I know the virus.
Yeah.
It mutates.
So they have, but they have to design the medication far in advance of the season. So it can change before, you know, by the time you get the shot. The thing has changed.
Correct.
Right? Okay.
And usually they're like 40 to 60% effective.
Yeah.
So sometimes when you get the flu shot, you still get the flu.
Yeah.
Well, do you know this year it may only be 10% effective?
Well, that's not too good. Especially if you pay for
it. That means we're all going to get the flu.
Oh, it does not. And by the way, see, there's what you're talking about. This is a reason people say, I'm not getting a flu shot because I every time I do, I get the flu. That's my wife. She said, I always get the flu when I take a flu shot. I said, it has nothing to do with that, and I'm tired of the argument because she
refuses. I got a flu shot a few years ago, and I came down with the flu. It was
but
awful.
But it's not because you got the flu shot.
No. It's just that it wasn't protective for me.
Right.
I was in bed for like a week. It was awful.
Yes.
It was terrible.
Yeah, I know. The flu is a bad thing.
Just miserable.
But you're not going to get the flu because you took a flu shot.
It might be despite having
a flu shot.
And the experts are saying still get your flu shot even though, you know, it sounds like it's only going to be 10% effective. You could be the 10% where it protects.
Yeah, these are the same people that remind you to buckle your seatbelt and don't drive too fast. You know.
And wash your hands. Use hand sanitizer.
Yeah. It's 6 o'clock right now. Oh, no, it's not 6 o'clock, is it?
You read the time wrong. It's like, what are you doing?
This happens.
Go back to your Christmas shopping.
That's what I'm doing.
That's why he's distracted. He's shopping for Christmas.
Don't admit that.
I did my Hanukkah shopping yesterday, and my stuff was delivered later that day.
Hey.
All nice and ready to go.
When does Hanukkah start?
I don't know when it starts this year. Like next week, I think.
That'd be very annoying to have to constantly check to see when your holidays are.
Well, you do.
Because you don't use the Jewish calendar.
No, they're either early or they're late.
Right.
The Jewish holidays are never on time.
Yeah.
That's the joke.
Yes. Only time we're, you know, the rest of us have to, we look at Thanksgiving and try to figure out when Easter is. And
December 12th, the night of December 12th, and it ends Wednesday the 20th.
All right.
So there you go.
All right. Now it's 6 o'clock.